you know.
You
cut your onion up and you make your paste or dough, it used to be done with suet. You'd roll it out and you'd put your onion and perhaps slices of bacon or perhaps spread some sausage meat over it. And then you'd boil that for about a couple of hours, and they're delicious. But you can't tell young people that now, because my lot won't eat them. You see, they were too fattening. But we didn't study our figures them days.
What time of the day would you eat that then, this onion roll?
1 o'clock, midday.
And that would be in their farmer's pack lunches, wouldn't it?
No, you wouldn't put it in the pack lunches, because you had that with your vegetables and gravy.
I see. And would the workers come off the land then?
Yes. During the harvest.
Yeah.
But we didn't cook for all the labouring people they had there. That was just my husband. And then we used to, if there was a boy helping us, we all used to have him in the house for...
Oh, it was nice.
Yes.
So there'd be the three of you for lunch.
That's right.
In the house. And then you'd pack him up for his fourses, would you?
Well, it all depends. Perhaps I'd take it out to them, you see, if I'd got time to spare.
Ah.
Yeah.
And what sort of other work would you get involved in when they were out on the field?
But me,
yeah.
I had chickens,
uh-huh.
And then there was cows, and if they were calving, I had to keep an eye to them.
Uh-huh.
And the pigs, you see, just the same, if the pigs were there, I had to keep an eye to them. And if there was any difficulty with the calves, you see, I used to go help to calve the cow.
You've done that before then?
Yes!
Really? How many cows did you have then on the farm?
Four.
Four?
Yeah, two horses.
So what time in the morning then? Could you take us through a working day? What time
would
you get up?
Well, I used to get up about 6:30. My husband would get up just a bit before, because I used to like my cup of tea in bed, you see. But as soon as I'd had that, I had to get moving. So I used to get up at 6:30. My husband and the milkman used to go out to milk, and I'd be ready to separate at about 7:10 when they came in with the milk.
And you get quite a few gallons from your cows.
Yes, yes, there was quite a lot to do.
And would you sell the milk in Britain?
No, no.
You keep it all for yourself?
That's right. Because we used to take the cream off, and people used to come years ago and fetch a hay with the milk, but that was before my day.
Hay with the milk.
Hay with the skim milk.
How much would you get for a hay with?
Well, quite a canful, because you wouldn't do anything, you see, only give it to the pigs.
Yeah.
And whatever container they brought, you just filled.
So when they'd finish the milking, the men would go off...
On the land.
Would you have to pack anything up for them?
No, not my husband, because he usually came in.
He came back in.
That's right.
And then while they were out, what would you do?
Well, I had all the housework to do, and then, of course, there was butter to make once a week.
You made your own butter?
And chickens. I had about 400 chickens.
400?
Yes, 400.
Were they in a battery house? Or
no, they were all running about where they wanted
to go.
They
were free range?
Free range.
So egg collecting must have been a bit difficult.
Yes, every afternoon, wet or fine.
And you'd sell your eggs, would you?
Yes, the eggmen used to come around and collect them.
And they'd sort of make their way into Ely or somewhere?
Well, I don't know, that was like a big... used to bring this big container, this lorry, huge container lorry, and put the eggs in. You see, the boxes they used to bring would hold 36 dozen.
36 dozen. Goodness gracious. So you did your eggs, and then your husband would come back from the land, would he, for lunch, when you'd done your housework?
Well, in an ordinary, now I'll tell you an ordinary day's work, we had what we called docky at 10:15.
Yeah.
And then they stop for ones, it's just for a cup of tea and a bite of cake or something. And then come in at 4:00 for a cooked meal. That was in an ordinary day's work, when it wasn't harvest. But harvest, there was these four meals to get, funny enough.
That's a heavy working day, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then in the evening, would you get to bed early, or would you have
Well, we used to go to bed early. What we do now, yes, 9:30. If we thought we was 10:00, my dear, we were late.
That's
yes.
A late night out. You didn't go out in the evenings then?
Yes, I belong to the WI, and I've always belonged to the chapel.
Is there an active WI in Prince
Not Willow? Too active now, is it, Margot? How many members would there be? 22. About 18? 22.
But it was quite important in times gone by.
Oh, yes, because the real old members, you see, worked hard to get things going in the village. For instance, they got the water brought down here.
Really?
Yes. That was through the WI, the water was brought to... Well, now, this is in the 1920s I'm talking about.
Goodness gracious. They sort of mounted the campaign.
Yes, yes, and of course, that what the WI said then bore quite a bit of weight, but the councils and everything have taken over now, so I don't think the WI on the whole really do a lot of good. Do you, Margot? Would you say they... What they say doesn't carry a lot of weight, does it?
I think sometimes those big resolutions...
That may be in the bigger places.
Well, the resolutions that go to the Albert Hall, it's said that, they're listened to quite strongly, but on the other hand, they've taken up the school campaigns and they haven't been able to do anything against the...
No. And at the moment now, we are trying to get a path down to the old people's bungalows, aren't we, down there? But whether that'll come to anything.
What day did the WI meet on then?
Monday evenings.
Monday evenings?
Second Monday of every month.
And you travel up to the village hall,
yes,
you?
Yes, but I don't go very much now.
Yeah.
I see, introduce me. Tell us about it in its heyday, when the wartime ones, when you had to have those extra benches, because...
Yes.
You know, we were given some of those benches, but you really had a lot of...
Yes, and then, all this canning fruit went on, you know.
Really?
Yes.
In Brick Willow?
Yes, we used to go to... the WI had its own canner. And then we used to go up in turn so many afternoons during the week, you see. And when the peaches were in season, we used to go to Ely Market and buy a big tray of peaches and take them up the WI Hall to do, because we had our own hall then.
Yeah. And this was sort of for the war effort?
No, for ourselves.
For yourselves?
Yes.
And you had an own...
We used to knit for the war effort, you know, the mittens and balaclavas and scarves and socks and that sort of thing, but this fruit business was for ourselves.
And how many members did it have at that period?
Pardon?
How many members did it have? More than
we got... When we was canning all this fruit, my dear, we got up to 106. We did, so you know they came for what they could get out of it. Have you heard say, Margot? Yes, we did. 106.
That must be people from nearly every family in Prigwillow, mustn't it?
That must have been. And two perhaps from some families, you see, because everybody was so pleased to get this fruit done.
Yeah.
And I forget if we was allowed any sugar or not, but, you know, during the war, for the harvest months and the sugar beet season, the farmers did get extra margarine, tea, sugar, cheese, margarine, sugar. I believe there was a fourth thing, but I'm not sure.
This is on top of their normal ration?
Yes.
Extra. Did you find rationing difficult, or did you...
Well, not really. No. You see, because it went on that I'd got one thing, somebody else had got another. Because I could never make my... Oh, tea, that was the other thing. I could never make my tea ration last eight, you see. But I could easily get a quart of tea for a bit of butter, you see.
Yes, because you were making your own butter, weren't you?
All this went on, you see. And we just didn't know. Of course, we had our own eggs, you see.
And you weren't short of milk?
No.
And the odd chicken, no doubt.
Yes, that's right, you see. So we really... There were things, you know, that we were limited with, but on the whole, well, all the villages were the same, I think.
You mentioned earlier, excuse me, that you gave your milk to the pigs. Did you ever have your own pigs killed?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
And
make hams, sausages...
You made your own hams?
Hams, sausages, hazelnuts.
And you did all that in the farmhouse?
Yes.
Good Lord.
Used to cool these hams, and Mr. Holland in Ely used to smoke them.
What about...
The real old Mr. Holland.
What did you do with all the meat then? Because you didn't have
a
meat freeze.
Well, used to salt it. Salt it. That had to be salt. We had this salt brine, and a new laid egg, we used to put that in, and when that came to the top, that was the right for your pork to go in, the right... salt water.
Really? So you'd mix all this up and then the butcher would join the meat, would he?
Yes. Yes, the man who killed the pig, you see, would.
And then that would all be stored?
Yes, in this salt brine.
What about beef? another
no,
meat?
No, no, we never did have anything
have
to
it.
Do with that.
So it was pork and
just
chicken?
Just pork, that's right, and chicken.
Roast chicken. Goodness. You mentioned that you're an active member of the Baptist chapel.
Yes, I've been a member there since 1930. Of course, went to the Sunday school and right through, but I wasn't baptised until the 1932.
So 1932. Did the Baptist chapel organise any trips to the sea?
Oh, yes,
like that?
Yes. The very first thing we went, I remember, we were all kids and had a big barge. Do you remember how the barges used to go up the river with the sugar beet and that sort of thing?
I know the, I know
well,
sort.
The farmer, a Mr. Clark in the village, he had his own barge. And he'd put, I'd expect we'd sit on straw, I don't know, because there weren't such things as bales of straw for those days. I don't know what we used to sit on, but we used to go to Denver Sluice, if ever you heard
to
so. Denver Sluice. That used, well, you can imagine, because a horse used to pull this barge. Well, by the time we got there, I'm sure that was nearly time for us to come back, wasn't it?
To Denver Sluice. But the thing is, with the banks, all you'd see is the banks.
Well, that's all, but us kids loved it, to see.
And this would happen in the summer, would it?
Yes, one day during
the summer. You take a picnic with you?
Oh, yes, my dear, and some of the mothers, I've heard my mother say she'd pack cold potatoes and let her children eat these cold potatoes, so you know.
Good Lord.
Oh, yes.
Cold potatoes.
Yeah.
And then later on, I suppose, you went to the seaside.
Yes, we did.
And they'd have a bus
You
then.
Wouldn't know anything about it, but Cass had an... What did we call it? I can hop it, I think. He had this real huge open bus, you know, so if you was on the top, there was no cover.
What did you call it?
I can hop it.
I can hop it.
Oh, dear.
How many would that take, then, in this bus?
Oh, quite a lot.
So, what are we talking about? 20 people?
Oh, more than 20, because that was like the buses are now. And you see, not quite so comfortable. And the top wasn't covered in.
So you go to, what, Hunstanton would that be?
Yes, I remember once we went to Sandringham Flower Show.
That would have been nice.
Yes, so that, you know, we thought we was living it up, weren't they?
That must have taken quite some time.
I had a new dress for these occasions we did, you
really?
Know.
Really?
Yes.
Did you buy that in Ely or make it?
My mother would make them.
Making all their clothing.
That's right.
What about the farmer's clothing? Would that be handmade as well?
No.
You buy those?
No, the old men used to wear flannel shirts, real flannel shirts. Well, the wives used to make those, but I never did because my husband always wore a vest, you know, a thick vest.
Thick vest, yeah.
But my mother made all flannel shirts for my old uncle who lived with us and my dad. And I believe she used to make their shirts, because women used to stitch away, you know, those days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about wash day? That must have been quite
Without
a washing machine.
That's right. And without a copper. Without a copper, that used to be a boiler, hang over an old bath, an old hearth.
Really?
And you'd have a big hook come down from the chimney, you see, and your boiler would be hanging on this hook and your clothes boiling in a boiler.
What would you do, because they wouldn't have Persil or Ariel, would they?
No.
What soap?
Well, we had soda and soap. And I remember the first washing powder that came out. I don't know if you remember it at all, Margot, but it was A1, penny a packet. We thought that was marvellous. A1, that was called.
Did you
in a little
your
tiny...
soap? Did you actually soak it, boil it with soap, or was the soaping afterwards?
We used to soap all our clothes before they were put into the copper.
Right.
Our clothes
were
all
wetted and soaked.
Yes,
and you literally boil the clothes.
That's right.
Good Lord.
No copper, that was in a big old boiler. But that was in my mum's day, because I've also had a copper in my day.
Did you use a scrubbing board at all?
Yes, an old washer.
Yeah.
I washed with a washboard.
So when did you have your first washing machine?
Well, my mother, when we lived up Quainy, Cutlacks, they were the first people in Ely to have these. There you go, like this. A darling, it was called. And I think you've got one in your museum.
I know the sort of thing,
yeah.
And that's just like a big pot with something in it to sort of.
Well,
yes,
some handles did go round and round, but this darling washing machine, you went like this.
Push backwards and forwards.
That's right. And my, of course, before that, there were these dolly things, you know. Do you remember the dolly things that they used to work up and down? But I never did have one of those.
It must have been hard work.
Oh, that must. The Miss Wilsons who were around the back, they had one of those dolly tubs. But, and I think my mother was the first one to have this Darling washing machine from Cutbacks, because she always said that if ever anything came out to make washing easier, because what did we have, three? Because she looked after another family up there, so there was four boys and two men to wash. Filthy shirts and towels used to be, filthy.
Yeah.
Because we used to say to the men, I don't know, you seem to wash your hands on the towel and wipe them on the flannel, because the towels...
Worse than that.
Oh, yes.
Because they were working in thick mud because of the tumble cards.
Of course, of course. Know. And you see, you always wash their hands before they came to the table for their meal, and not much time, you see, and not hot water like there is now. You had to keep an old kettle or two boiling.
All the time?
Yes.
It must have been cold in the house in the winter then.
Oh, that was. But we used to put bricks in the oven, and my mother would wrap them up in something for us. We used to take those bed, hot bricks.
Good Lord.
But I'm real pleased I lived in that time.
Why is that then?
Well, I don't know, you see, because I think, I don't know about you, but a lot of these young ones, to my way, you just take things for granted as if it's always been as it is today.
Yeah, because that's been a period of great change, hasn't it?
You can remember all the changes, can't you? But we have been poor, but in my home, I can always say we was brought up with plenty of love and looked after.
Yeah. The tractor must have made quite a difference when that arrived on the farm.
Oh, that did.
You know, because then you weren't down with the horses.
Well, of course, and I can feel myself like the old people were then. They couldn't bear these tractors, you see, to think that the horses would gradually be done away with.
Really?
Hold on the land, they'll get down, and we shall be half the day digging tractors out. There won't be nothing done, you know.
Yeah,
I can hear myself, if I'm not careful, I can be just the same.
Think you're the same?
Yes.
Were you sad to see the horses go from the farm?
Well, we were, really. You see, Mr. Ambrose, he did keep his as long as he really could till, you see, this younger generation came in.
Yeah.
I think they've still got one or two.
One or two show horses.
Yes, we've got one horse.
Still?
Yeah.
But the tractor must have made quite a big difference because
that did.
It must have cut down on the washing because you were up on the, rather than walking along.
I don't know about that, my
dear. Whether you've got into having to get dirty.
You can't cut down on farm washing, really, you know. Whatever you're doing, you get filthy dirty. Especially with these combines, because you see all the dust that comes from them, and then the old thrashing tackle.
A lot of dust there, yeah. Did you actually thrash in the farm yard?
Yes.
You did?
Yes, and all the chaff used to be taken care of then.
Goodness.
Yes.
That was a dusty job.
And put in a big chaff house, you see.
Did you have your own thrashing tackle, or did one come round?
No, there was a Mr. Walter Howe. Do you know Howe's at the garage?
No, I don't. Margot does.
Yes, Margot does. Yes, they had W&J Howe.
And they'd come round with a thrashing
tackle?
That's right. And the steam, would it be a steam engine they'd have?
Yes, like these big, with a big flywheel. Yes, those big
engines.
Yes, and they'd be the drum, the jack straw, and sometimes the press, you know, because some people would press the straw as time went on.
Yeah.
These press came out.
What about going through the week? You know, which jobs did you do as well as your cooking on the Monday? Was it
Monday was always reckoned to be wash day.
And that took
Then Tuesdays you sort of tidied up all through the house the best you could. And I should think I used to have churning day Wednesdays. And of course to go to Ely Market was quite a ritual on a Thursday, you see.
Yeah.
Wet or fine, you went to Ely Market.
That would go, you'd go by bus, would you?
Yes. Yes, because the buses, I don't know, I think they started to run down here in the 1930s anyway. About 1902 or 3, I should think. Ninepence, that used to be. Ninepence return.
That's amazing. What did you do on Friday?
Well, perhaps scrub, because there was used to be a lot of scrubbing to do then, you see.
Was it brick floors?
Yes, all brick floors.
And you'd have to scrub
right
through?
That's right, yes. And scrub the old doorways, because when I first came here to live my dear in 1955, I used to start at that gate and scrub right down here on my knees. If ever you heard anything so daft.
It's my front convenience.
So you don't want me hopping about now with a stick.
For the roadway?
Right from that gate I used to scrub.
That must be about 20 yards.
I don't know, but I used to do it and loved it.
Really?
Yes.
I hope the people took their boots off before they came down the car.
That used to be a jolly sight water, and that is now, I can tell you.
Must have been hard work.
And then, in fact, what would be Saturday then? Would that be baking a bit?
Oh, yes, baking. Yes, because I had an old brick oven at the farm, you know.
So you do your own bread, would you?
No, I never did do much bread.
She cooks
beef. If we got short of bread, I'd make what we called a bacon powder loaf. That was just flour, bacon powder and a little milk.
Yeah.
And that'd be your loaf of bread, but you had to heat that. You imagine while that was hot, if not you...
Good imagination helped there. Yeah,
that's right.
But you cook all the cakes and
tarts. Oh, yes, didn't think about buying anything. Ida says no for her to buy a cake because this dear old Mrs. Goat, was she here in your day, Margot? They didn't have the shop, of course, but she lived across here.
I'm not sure. I know Mr. Goat still grows things, doesn't he?
Did, yes, but not that Mr. Goat. This Mrs. Goat was to do with tailor stores. She used to do all this lovely cooking when they had the real fancy cooking. Like when they had the whist drives and socials, she'd do all this. And she made a lovely currant bun for tuppence, that used to be, 2 pennies. And on a Friday, I would let Ida run in and get herself one of these buns. And she says now that was the biggest treat that ever she's known, to run in and get one of these tuppence buns.
Tuppence buns.
Tuppence buns.
So there were the three, the Anchor, the Hare and Hounds, and what was it? You said there
wagon
were three
and horses.
Pubs. Wagon and Horses.
Right near the chapel, there's the chapel and a pub side by side, straight over for the village hall, yes.
Really?
Yes, that was too bad. But we didn't come out of chapel and go to the pub.
No, I think the teetotalers went to the chapel.
Yeah.
Goodness. What were harvest festivals like in Prickwillow? Were they
all very good?
Were they?
Yeah, they still are. Yes, the harvest, all this lovely produce, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and a full church. Would you have a full church?
Fairly. Yes.
Oh.
Because you see, in the Baptist chapel there is a gallery, but we use that no longer. But down below is quite comfortably full.
Yeah.
And the church is quite good.
And that was important, you know, a important festival, wasn't
That's
it?
That's right.
Once they got all the stuff in off the land.
Yes. And the church these days, you see, I don't know that if they used to sell it years ago, but now they bring it all up to the village hall, you see, so they have a supper and sell the produce afterwards.
Good idea.
That is. Because they need the money for the church, you see, because I don't know if they get 9 or 11, I suppose. And now, of course, we're dwindling, and the Methodists, you see, about 4 or 5. That's really sad with a village like we are, because on the whole, we're wholesome people.
Yeah,
and jolly good neighbours, you see.
That's right.
Yes.
It's quite a big difference, isn't it, really?
Yes.
Quite a big difference.
Because your people are Methodist, are they?
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Did you used to go to Ely very much? Only on the Thursday?
No.
That was all?
That's right.
Only on the Thursday, because it was market day?
Yes, that's right.
Did you ever sell stuff in the market?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Just buy it?
That's right. Yeah. And just went for shopping, that was a little day out, you see. Oh, there was no going out like there is now. We used to have the WI outings and the Sunday school day out. And
that was it?
That's right.
It was all work, wasn't it?
I didn't go to Cambridge. I didn't seem to go to Cambridge only when I went to the hospital, that sort of thing, to visit somebody.
Really?
Yes.
Really? And that was all by bus?
Yes.
Did you ever have a car?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Not at all?
No.
So it was all public transport.
You see, my husband died in 1954.
Yeah.
And there wasn't the cars about like there is now.
No.
Now you see my family up there, what is the five? They've all got a car. Yes, all got a car. Well, you see my granddaughter, the district nurse.
Yeah.
And yeah. Joe and Sarah, she's down Broad Street, have upholstery.
Yeah, so cars route has changed.
Well, they can't do without a car these days, you see.
And it's completely changed village life as well, hasn't it?
Oh, that has, you see, because lots of the people now work in Ely and some go as far as Cambridge.
Yeah.
But they do share the cars, you see.
Yeah. Made a big difference.
That's right.
Because I suppose when that was carts and that, the road was the road out here surfaced or was it just...
Oh, no.
It wasn't surfaced?
A big stone road.
Really?
And the farmers, you see, because there used to be lots of little farmers in the village then. You see, there used to be us there and there used to be a man named Mr. Palmer. And at the corner there was a man named Cross.
How many acres would they have then?
Oh, only in the region, about 50 or 60.
Yeah.
But you see, you didn't employ the labour. You had the extra labour for...
Harvest,
that's right, in sugar beet season.
And then the rest
but
of the
one
time
man,
did it themselves.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because the farmers used to work hard himself.
Yeah. How long a day would your husband put in?
From 7 till 4.
7 till 4?
Yes.
One day.
That is as things are now, you see, and at one time it used to be nearly, perhaps you'd leave off at 3 o'clock on a Saturday, and then it got so as we left off at 1 o'clock on a Saturday. We thought that was marvellous.
That's a fine.
But
and
we
a half
had
day
to go to work, I think, a quarter of an hour earlier to make up for this time on a Saturday. And now the holidays, you see, that amazes me. Any little thing, there's a holiday, isn't there?
Yeah, that is long hours.
And I think most people get about a month's holiday a year now, don't they? Some 5 and 6 weeks.
5 or 6 weeks.
All this Christmas holiday.
But that's a full-time job for you in the farmhouse, wasn't it? Because even when they were on holiday, you were still having to do your
work. Of course, that went on just the same. I mean, every farmer's wife was the same.
Yeah, 365 days
that's
a year.
That's right, Sundays. And the dear old Mr. Wilson, who lived round the bank, he had cows and horses to do, see to on a Sunday. Yet he was superintendent of the Sunday school for, I don't know, over 50 years, I should think. And that went on. So his Sunday was a harder day than a Monday.
Yeah. He'd have to do the church. And how many times would you go to church then?
Three. There used to be Sunday school in the morning at 9:30. And I think the service started at 10:30. We would stay to that. We'd go home and have our dinners. And there was Sunday school in the afternoon. And at one time there was a service. And then back at 6:30 to chapel again. But my dear, the chapel were full those days. You see, people had nowhere else to go, I suppose. And if we girls didn't go to chapel, well, you just didn't go out anywhere.
Yeah.
So we went to chapel to get with the boys.
Yeah, it was an important social event.
Yeah,
wasn't
that was, as well as going to worship. And
what would you do in Sunday school then? Bible classes and things like that?
That's right. Have a text to learn and perhaps a passage of scripture to learn in the week. And
yeah. So if you weren't at work, you were at the chapel.
We were at the chapel, that's right. But, my dear, we were happy.
Yeah.
I'm sure people, on the whole, were more content those days.
Yeah.
I said to Ida, well, you keep saying my life was a misery, but I never remember being unhappy.
There you go.
Everybody was doing it like they are now. Everybody goes out, well, everybody's got to go out. Whereas those days you had your work to do and everybody was at work, and when there was an outing, you went on this outing together.
Yeah. Did the Methodists and the Baptists and that organise their outings together? Or
no.
Separately?
It's better now. We're more united now than ever we were.
Oh, they kept quite apart
all
then?
Quite apart. Mrs. Goat over here, I don't think she'd ever been in the Baptist chapel till my husband's funeral.
Really?
And they weren't hardly allowed to run down the chapel path, she told me.
Wow. Goodness, they kept well apart then.
Yes, all they did those years ago. The Methodist and the Baptist used to mix fairly.
But the other denominations didn't?
Not the church. No way.
Goodness.
And then it got so as the Methodist and the church united a little better. And then after a little time, the Baptist went in.
Yeah.
And then a year this last Christmas, we had a wonderful service at the church because Christmas Day did fall on Sunday. And a wonderful communion service.
Really? Everyone went?
That's right.
Oh, nice.
Yes, the three places were represented. And those who had never taken in communion in church before did it that Sunday morning.
Oh, it's a special occasion,
yes.
Then. Very special occasion. Yes. How many days would you have off then on the farm for Christmas?
Oh, only the Christmas. Of course, you see, there was work had to be done Christmas Day and Boxing Day. But in an ordinary way, I think years ago, Christmas Day and Boxing Day, you were not paid for. If you didn't work, you just didn't get paid.
Goodness. That's hard.
Good Friday used to be a holiday, but not the Easter Monday as it is now. And there was one old farmer, if his men went to church, he'd pay them, but if they didn't go to church, they didn't get any money. So, of course, you know there was a church full that day. They'd leave the church, I suppose, go straight over to the public house.
Yes. Well, if they were near the chapel, they'd only have to go next door, wouldn't they?
That's right.
Goodness. What did the church think of the landlords of the pubs? Did they...
Oh, well, the vicars, you know, they were very good. Yes, we had this dear old Reverend Icks. Well, he'd go into the pubs, you know. And years ago, we used to have this Reverend Bilton at the chapel. Well, he'd go in Saturday nights and sing in the pubs, you know.
Would he?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he was a popular fellow then.
Yes, oh, he was. Then I think he went to Canada.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned that you... When you went through to Cambridge, it was quite often to go to the hospital and that. Were there many doctors? Was there doctor surgery in Prickwillow?
No. If we wanted a doctor, that meant going to Ely.
Did it really?
Yes. And of course, well, you'd have to walk. There was no telephones like there is now, you see. And then the old Dr. Beckett, he had a horse and cart. He'd come down. And when I was born, we lived down an old drove. So my dad had to come home early. You had to ask the gateman how the gate's all open ready.
Really?
Yeah. And then he'd bring the doctor down to this farm right out in the wilds in a tumble cart.
That was when you were born?
That's right.
And the doctor would sort of be there?
Oh, yes. The doctors would come out different to what they do now, funny enough.
Would they?
Yes.
There wasn't a midwife in the village then?
Oh, not... what you call midwives, there was these two old ladies that used to come out to see after the people, so they'd be with the woman. But later on we did get our own district nurses.
Oh, I see, so you didn't have your children in hospital?
Oh, no.
It was just in the home?
That's right, your baby was born at home.
And did the man have time off work when you...
No. No, you had this woman in if you could afford to pay a woman a few shillings a week.
Yeah. Goodness gracious. But Dr. Beckett would come down...
The real old Dr. Beckett, this one's father.
Yeah, he'd come down in a horse and cart.
He would. Later on he had a car, of course.
Goodness. But there were big families in them days, weren't they?
Yes, there were.
Very big families.
Yeah. There were five of us. Of course, that weren't nothing to what some families are.
Really? So they had some sort of seven and eight...
All they did, and this dear old Lady Brown who Margot was talking about, I think she had 16.
Six.
16, how would you like that all sit round the table to cook and look after, wash and do for?
Did many children die when they were young, sort of through...
Well, one family did, I've heard my mother say, a family who lived next door to us. You see, scarlet fever and diphtheria, they couldn't do much with that those days.
They were the sort of main...
That's right. Problem. But later on, there was this isolation hospital at Ely, where St John's, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So you were taken away with scarlet fever.
But they were the main ones, because Dibber was saying how damp things were, and in some of the houses that he'd been in.
Well, of course.
That sort of thing, and cold as well.
Yes.
No central heating or anything.
Didn't take any notice of it, really. I say, sometimes, however, did we manage.
Yeah, yeah. But they did raise these big families.
Yeah.
Because I suppose if you had lots of sons and daughters, they'd look after you in your old age.
Well, in time, but I don't know, I'm sure.
And they'd bring in more money, wouldn't they? Because Dibble was saying that some of the money he had helped with his brothers.
Oh, that does, you see.
Yeah.
Yes, that does. Because my mum was pleased when I started work, you see.
Where did you go to work first?
I worked on the land up Shippy Hill.
Yeah.
And then after a year or two, I got fed up. Then I went into service because the people used to keep a paid servant, you know, and I loved that.
Where did you go to service?
Mrs. Coble in Ely.
Really?
Lavender House, where, what is that place called? You know, where these bungalows are. They're not Reby, is it Reby Court?
Yeah, something Court, isn't it?
On Den West Fen Road.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
That was a lovely old house.
And how many people were there in service in this house? Just you?
Two of us.
Two of you?
Yes. Two of us.
And you were what sort of maids, were you?
Well, I was maid to start with, and then the girl, the other person, left to get married, so then I did take the cook.
Cook as well?
That's right. So that's where I did learn what I did know about housework, you see, because they were farmers. And we used to make butter there, and we used to have turkeys too, but I never did have turkeys, not to look after on my own.
And how long were you in service then?
I was there 6 years.
There 6 years?
Yeah.
Goodness.
That was a lovely home. Then my sister went after I left.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? But you enjoyed being in service?
Oh, I did, because that was a nice place to be in, but... You know, some of the places in Ely, they didn't give the girls enough to eat. Perhaps the crusts that were cut off their bread.
That's slave labour, isn't it? Goodness. But Cobles were good.
Cobles was good, because they killed their own pigs, and that was a real good living.
Did you eat with the family?
No.
You had to eat separately?
You waited at the table, you see.
Yeah.
But our plates always used to go in, and Mr. Coble would cut the meat off. Then we'd keep our own vegetables out in the kitchen, you see. Yeah. Help ourselves to vegetables and pudding. After that, being into the room.
Yeah. Oh, I see. And would you get paid very much for being...
£18 a year. You thought that was going to say a week, didn't you?
A year?
£18 a year.
And how much time would you have off during the week, then?
Not very much. If we were lucky, we used to get out Saturday evenings. And there used to be this PSA in the afternoon, Sunday afternoons. I used to go to that. That used to be at the Countess. And then I used to go to St Mary's Church Sunday night.
That's not a lot of time off, is it?
No. Wednesday evenings we used to get off.
And when you left there, was it because you got married?
Yes. But no way did we have to come out until the master had had his tea.
You were at his beck and call then?
Well, not particularly, but you see, well, you just didn't think about it.
Yeah.
Didn't enter your head.
Yeah. That's amazing. And when you got married, you then moved into a house, did you, with your husband?
No, we moved up Quainy. We lived up Quainy. If you know where Quainy
is. Yes, yeah. That must have been a change, doing stuff for yourself and not for somebody else.
That's
then,
right.
Didn't it?
Your freedom is nice for one thing, you see.
Yeah. Yeah. That's astonishing, £18 a year.
Yes, then my husband was earning 27 and sixpence a week. And I used to save half a crown out of that to buy the coal.
To heat your water,
that's right.
And things like that.
Yes, because we had to fetch our own coal.
Where would you fetch that from then? Ely Station?
No, did they used to be? What was the Coleman's name? Coote and Warren.
Yeah.
Coote and Warren, they had a... perhaps that was near the station, I don't know. But anyway, we fetched the coal from wherever Coote and Warren's place was.
That would be in a tumble car, would it?
Yes.
Or a wagon?
That's right, in a tumble car.
Tumble car, yeah. That's hard work.